Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
At Lillian's Cafe in the lobby of the Jewish Community Center in West Nyack, they specialize in two things. Coffee and compassion.
Our tagline is not a typical cup of coffee because, you know, we're working with people who are, some who are neurotypical, some who are not.
CEO of Rockland Jewish Family Service, Maria Dowling.
So what we're trying to do is really create an environment and a community and a space where people with autism and people without autism are able to socialize together. And we have a lot of big dreams and goals for this program.
The cafe employs people on the autism spectrum, like 23-year-old Mark Resnick.
It's more for me is that I have to learn more hands-on, and I sometimes need sometimes like prompting or like reminders of, oh, I need to do this today, or I have to get that done.
And 27-year-old Scott Elhite.
Sometimes it's hard for me to break out of a routine, like when something changes, but sometimes I'm able to go with it.
Director of Clinical Programs, Michelle Koenig.
And we have found over time that as our clients are aging toward adulthood, they're not able to find employment or meaningful employment to sustain themselves through adulthood. And so we were finding that a lot of our young adults were worried about not finding a job, unable to keep a job. And so continuing our programming and sort of expanding seemed like the best, most natural sort of way to help the population.
They offer an array of programs.
All of our programs are therapeutic in nature. So we run a lot of social skills groups to really help the population develop proper social skills. We help them with different emotional support, help them manage and deal with their emotions. And through that, we've seen different needs. So we have our group, our social skills group program that runs throughout the school year. And then we started to see that there was a gap in the summer. So that's when we opened up our summer camp program. And that helped to fill the gap for kids that needed a typical camp environment with added social and emotional support with peers that were similar and like-minded to them. So we find that when these kids get together, they're very like-minded and they find there's a lot in common and they can develop real social relationships.
The cafe creates opportunities to foster these relationships through social interaction. Dowling says its name has special significance.
Lillian's was named after Lillian Adler, who is a local, she was a former board president, a local philanthropist, and really a supporter of the community in general. She was somebody who really worked to benefit the lives of people in the community, and she passed away in 2018. So we thought it was a natural to a tribute to her and her memory to name the cafe after Lillian, because this was a cause that was dear to her heart.
Staff are supportive, patient, and nurturing. The employees eventually take on more responsibility. It's a real job.
Working the cash register, they're taking care of customers, they are cooking, they're preparing foods. You know, they're basically learning a lot about the culinary arts, about the hospitality business, as well as developing social skills and, you know, kind of those soft skills that you need to work with the public, to work with other employees, to work with supervisor. So they're kind of doing everything that needs to be done in the cafe.
Having autism sometimes comes with inherent skills. Michelle Koenig says people with autism tend to pay close attention to details, and they can be very focused on a task.
I would say the organization piece is a big one. They understand what the routine is. They like the structure of it. So when they come in the morning, they know exactly what to do. They know exactly what to expect. They know where to find the recipes to start preparing the salads and sandwiches. They're able to wash the dishes, put them away. They can use the cash register. Those are some definite advantages. They pay a lot of attention to detail, and they like structure and routine. So when you provide that for them, they can really excel and shine.
And shine they do.
The most amazing thing we've seen is sort of this coming out of their shell, this ability to shine. They're happier. They're smiling. They want to engage with customers. They feel proud. And I think that's the biggest thing we can see, the pride that, hey, I have this job. I can complete the job. I can do the tasks. I'm doing them correctly. And if I don't do them correctly, there's a support person there to help me. And then I can still succeed. There's never a feeling of failure, even when a mistake is made. And that's pretty big.
I was thirsty, so Scott Elheit took my order.
I would like to order a cup of coffee, please.
What size do you want?
I think I'll take a small coffee, please.
Okay. Is that it?
That's it.
$1.35.
Okay. How's working the register? Easy?
Yeah, it's been easy. I'm basically a pro.
You're a pro now. How long did it take to get good at the register?
Not very long. I'm a quick learner with that.
Now that he's mastered the register, Elheit is practicing customer relations.
Well, I smile when they come and I try to make them feel at ease, make them have a good time.
Mark Resnick, too, is focused on delivering service with a smile.
The usual thing, how's the weather? How's your life? Is everything okay? But then some people, I try to ask them if they're looking for a specific type of food or something like that, or something that they want, and I tell them what we can do to accommodate them.
He says the reception has been wonderful.
It makes me feel wanted.
Michelle Koenig.
They definitely are proud. They are very proud of themselves. They walk in here with their heads held high. They are working with coworkers, both with autism and without. They are feeling respected. It's really been amazing to see. I mean, every day they walk in with a smile, and it's more than I saw before they started here. And these are individuals who have had other jobs. This isn't their first employment, but some of those other jobs have been, bagging groceries, stocking shelves, things like that. And this gives them a little bit of a push to try something new. You know, they came in here very anxious and worried about how am I going to work a cash register and how am I going to prepare a sandwich? And I've never done those things before. So to see that fear initially and the anxiety initially sort of dissipate and go away. And now we see them just walking in here proud of what they can accomplish. And, those that were never allowed to use a cash register at some of their other places of employment, they're able to do it here with a support person nearby in case they have a question, knowing that if we make a mistake, we'll just correct the mistake and it won't result in any type of, consequence or anything.
She adds, the lessons go both ways.
We're both learning in the process. They're learning to sort of speak up a little bit more, be clear, ask people what they would like, tell them what their change is, hand them what they need, and do it at a quicker pace than maybe they're used to. And we're also, the rest of the community is learning to maybe slow down a little bit and have some patience and understanding and respect for somebody who's working hard and trying their best. And so it's been interesting to watch both sides come together and sort of make it work.
As Lillian's Cafe catches on, Maria Dowling has plans for even more employment opportunities.
Lillian's Cafe is really the tip of the iceberg for us. I mean, our mission is really to create meaningful employment opportunities for people with autism. We really see that there's a gap there, that a lot of individuals are either unemployed or really underemployed, where their skills and their talents are not utilized. So in addition to Lillian's Cafe, we're also working on developing a medical billing and coding program to train individuals to become certified in medical billing and coding and to eventually work in the field. So we're kind of at the beginning of this journey for us and really looking to expand to other types of employment opportunities.
In West Nyack, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 80.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.